This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hard to believe, Scott. It's been 20 years since ESPN.com was launched. And they've come up with a list of the top 20 athletes since 1995. And it's got its share of controversy, but you have to say that, I mean, could you make the argument that it's fair considering the fact that they have several guys in the list that could be, are accused of cheating?
Aren't only accused of cheating, they're known to cheat. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Lance Armstrong, you know, Barry Bonds. Yeah, it's an interesting list, and it's always fun to debate. Their number one is Michael Jordan. Now, the only problem I have is, like, all right, he retired, what, in 98? So you're talking about a guy who had like 4 years as opposed to, if you're doing it over a course of 20 years or whatever, shouldn't most of their career or a good portion of their career have been played a chunk more than, what, 4 years? I mean, again, if you want to argue, and ESPN did, I think foolhardily, I totally disagree with them, but they had made Michael Jordan the athlete of the century, the 20th century, I'm sorry, I think. A guy by the name of Babe Ruth was better, and there were a few others, I think, that were more significant athletes. But it's interesting, like, what are we basing this just on? I mean, again, that's like a short window of Michael Jordan's career, and you made him number one.
Especially when he had won three championships before he had even gotten – right. Before the website even started.
Right. So, I don't know. To me, that's a little shaky right there. Mm-hmm. And again, that's nothing – you want to argue that Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player of all time or this and that? Yeah, you know, or the greatest athlete of the last 25, 30 years? Okay, whatever, you know. But I just, if you're doing a list like this, I mean, what is your criteria? It gets to be a little shaky. And I'm assuming here, are we also talking about, like, influence that goes beyond your sport, or are we just talking about dominance?
Just your
in
dominance
sport?
In the sport, apparently.
Well, if you're talking about just the dominance in the sport, I'll throw a guy who is on the list there. I don't know right off the top of my head here. I think he might be in – hold here. Because they got this – they got to fix their website a little bit here. It's supposed to be a little friendly. He's listed as number 9, and his name is Michael Phelps. You want dominance? How about 22 medals in the Olympics? 22 medals in the Olympics. Think about that number again. 22, okay? I mean, has anybody ever dominated his or her sport more thoroughly than this guy?
And done it by the age of 23.
Right.
And 82% of those medals, gold.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's extraordinary. So if it's just solely on dominating your sport, I don't know who's been more dominant in the past 20 years. Certainly Jordan hasn't been. Certainly LeBron James hasn't been. Other guys on this list, I mean, Tom Brady hasn't dominated that way. Tiger Woods, maybe closer, you know.
Yeah, I think
he had 14 majors in 12 years.
Yeah, that's pretty dominant.
Yeah, and if we were also talking on this list here, and Tiger is listed number 3, LeBron's number 2, Michael Jordan's number 1, I'd put Tiger ahead of those two.
Well, I definitely would. You'd have to, because the way he dominated golf. I mean, he was called he's considered like the Jordan of golf. They don't even use that term. It's like the Tiger of his sport.
But even,
and he was and his entire career was done over this 20-year span.
Right. Which again, that's why I think one of the flaws here is, like, with Jordan, yeah, if he had played the lion's share of his career during this period, okay, you know, you can have a stronger argument. But to me, they just threw him on there, like, okay, just, you know, a 4-year span there. Yeah, he won back-to-back titles. So, you know, I think that's a flaw. You know, Brady is number 4. I think Brady, you can make an argument for Brady being right up there. Here's another guy, Roger Federer.
Who's just an incredible tennis player who a lot of people, like, forget because we don't talk much tennis. But, man, he was like the Tiger Woods of tennis for the longest time, and he's done it all in this time period.
He spent 302 weeks atop the ATP rankings. 302 weeks!
16 more than Pete Sampras.
Yeah. I mean, come on. And he's, you know, like, you know, they have in here about Pete Sampras once joked, personally, I've gotten used to Roger breaking my records. I mean, you know, what record doesn't he have? So, you know, you can make that. I mean, Serena Williams, another incredibly dominating
women's tennis
performer.
Nobody even close.
You know, I think maybe Peyton Manning's a little high on this list. He's number seventh. I mean, again, I'm probably looking too much at championships here. I mean, clearly he has dominated the record book. So, you know, maybe that is that in retrospect, but that's a little.
I can't put Peyton Manning ahead of Kobe Bryant or Michael Phelps. I can't do that.
Well, I mean, is Kobe Bryant the all-time leading scorer in the NBA? No. I could put Peyton Manning ahead of him. I think, you know, given you know, Manning 530 touchdown passes, you know, including 55 in one season. He's had 14 seasons of 4,000 yards or more. You know, so, but again, the list was desired to, you know, get us to talk about things. And Derek Jeter's number 10. And again,
yeah, I don't see that. I'm sorry. I love Jeter, but I don't see him as, like, he didn't dominate. He was the best player on the Yankees all those years.
He never won an MVP award. Mm-hmm. And I love Derek too. And now, are you going beyond? If you're going beyond,
yeah,
then I say, yeah. I mean, he was the face of baseball.
You're talking about transcendence? Absolutely. Yeah. But if dominance, no way. No way. Tommy in Rochester on Jordan. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, boss? How you doing?
Good.
I'm listening to you guys. I agree with most of what you're saying, you know, about the years and who's put in work. But I just wanted to elaborate more on why Jordan's always picked. Jordan's always picked because he's one of the only athletes who, once he won his first championship, once he won, he never lost. Nobody else can say that. He never lost after he won his first one. And that's why I think he's picked on most any sports chart you put up.
Yeah, we're not denying that.
And I definitely think, you know, he you know, certainly the greatest basketball player of all time and so forth, and certainly his influence beyond the game. We know all about that. But what I guess my point here, Tommy, is just that for the sample size here, we're only talking about, you know, his career only spanned like 4 years of this, you know, 20-year period here, where if there had been a greater chunk of his career, I'd say, okay, you know, and again, If their criteria is just total dominance, I mean, you look at a Michael Phelps, a Serena Williams, or Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, you know, in that 12-year span in golf, I mean, he was just totally dominant. I mean, it was just it wasn't even close. It was Tiger and then everybody else. So I think the flaw I find in this. And again, they're just doing this to do what we want to do here, and that's debate it. But I mean, I think if Michael's career, if this were, say this was the 25th anniversary of ESPN.com, I think you'd have a stronger argument.
Yeah, because it would encompass all those championships.
Yeah, but that is a good point. I hadn't thought about that once he won, he didn't lose. And you can't say that about a lot of the greatest winners of all time, other than, if you want to go back, certainly Bill Russell.
I'm thinking if Michael Jordan had been to, like, 10 championships and only won 7, he wouldn't be on the pedestal he's on.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Go ahead.
No, because nobody ever saw him lose. So the last image you get of him is him always winning. That's why he's stuck in everybody's head. And even though it's only like the last 4 years of his career, once you see that he's touching that borderline, you got to put him in.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for the call.
No problem.
It's Radio Press Box here on 95.7 ESPN. 222-6397 is our phone number. You can also text us, keyword ESPN, to 32961. When we get back, somebody's leaving Syracuse and somebody's talking a big game in Buffalo. We'll get to all that next in the Radio Press Box here on 95.7 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.